Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Let's get back to You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network.
Let's get back to it here on a Friday on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetMGM Network. Femi Abebefe hanging out with our guy PJ Glasser. Thank you to Frank Schwab of Yahoo Sports, who joined us in the last segment, giving us his thoughts on week 14 in the NFL. He's rolling with the Houston Texans, PJ. How about that for Sunday Night Football? It's music to my ears. I love the Houston Texans. Talked about them before their Thursday Night Football
liked
game.
Liked them on Tuesday, too.
Yeah, so he's in on Houston. Now, I don't know if I'm
like
going to be...
They're feeling like the Cowboys a little bit, Femi. Everybody's down on the cheese. Feeling a little bit like that.
We'll it is feeling a little bit like that. Now, I'm invested in the futures markets. Like I bet them 16-1 to win the division before the Bills game. Like I like this team to make a run. I am a little concerned about how much people love them this week.
People
we'll see.
Yeah,
and it's against Mahomes too.
Must win. They lose that, they're out. Yeah, like I don't know. Don't think I
could.
Could
you imagine the Kansas City Chiefs just being like out? Like they lose this game, they're 6-7. They can kiss their playoff hopes alive. It's ridiculous. But yeah, that's where we stand right now in the AFC. We are working right now to get Anthony DeBundo from The Ringer on to talk some World Cup. As we got the draw earlier this afternoon, the draw took place at our nation's capital in Washington, D.C. When we get him on the phone, we will then be able to break down the FIFA World Cup draw with the United States, PJ. I'll tell you what, USA looking pretty solid. This is pretty solid for United States, who has Paraguay, Australia, and then winner of playoff C in their group. So the United States will have a pretty solid chance to win Group D here at the World Cup. So we're going to get Anthony on the phone here shortly just to go ahead and break that down as looking at the favorites, PJ.
Yeah.
To win it all. Because it's hard to win the World Cup back-to-back. I mean, it's like, because it's not like in most sports, like, oh, they go back-to-back. It's just like, you win it in 2024 and 2025. No, this would need to be 2022 or 2026 with Argentina, which is why they're no longer the favorites. Because, of course, guys get older and, you know, like, it's just like the team composition is not as good. But, yeah, we'll get into all of that, though, with our guest who's joining us right now, betting analyst at The Ringer, co-host of The Ringer Soccer Show on Twitter at Anthony DeBundo. It is the great Anthony DeBundo joining us here to break down the FIFA World Cup draw. Anthony, thanks for hanging out with us here on this Friday afternoon. Happy FIFA World Cup draw to you and yours, buddy. How we doing?
Oh, it's a beautiful day, Femi. I mean, I think this is like the first taste that you get for the World Cup. You know, there's been so much great qualifying, some incredible stories, the Haitis, the Curaçaos, the Scotlands of the world making it to the World Cup. And then today you just get such an information overload. I'm sitting there in my spreadsheet trying to update numbers as they're coming in, trying to, you know, figure out, okay, which group is the toughest, which group is the easiest, and then even thinking bigger picture, okay, we kind of have an idea of who the favorites in each group are. If the favorites win every group, how do they get paired up against each other in a potential quarterfinal or a semifinal? Who ends up getting the easiest path of the favorites? Of course, the tournament's still months away, but it is so exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Anthony, I think anytime we have a draw, the big talking point is always the group of death, right? Who got screwed of the top seed or maybe the top two teams? What group do you think is the toughest on paper?
Yeah, so I actually went and took the average ELO score of all 12 groups. ELO is a metric that looks at team strength and kind of compares over one another. And so the toughest group thus far is Group I, which is France, Senegal, Norway, and whoever comes out of that playoff spot, who I really think is kind of cannon fodder for those other three teams. I mean, Norway, everybody knows Erling Haaland and Martin Odegaard, the two-star player. Their depth is a big question, but when you have two attacking players that complement each other as well as Odegaard and Haaland do, you're going to be a real threat. And they were so dominant in qualifying. Really impressive. Senegal has an excellent defensive spine. They're a very tough team to beat. They gave England a real tough game at the World Cup 4 years ago, and they've been a perennial power in Africa. And then France, who I think for my money are the most talented team at this World Cup. I'm not saying they're the best team, but I think they're the most talented team at the top of that group. And France really, I think, got the short end of the stick on both ends, because even if France wins the group, their most likely round of 16 would be Germany, and then they'd have a potential quarterfinal with the Netherlands. And so they got, I think, the toughest draw of any of the favorites, just in terms of having to grind through your group. They're going to qualify because the new stage, like, everybody qualifies, but then getting a potentially difficult knockout stage just to get to the quarterfinals compared to some of these other top favorites.
This is You Better You Bet, Femi Abebefe, PJ Glasser, hanging out with Anthony DeBundo of The Ringer, host of The Ringer Soccer Show on Twitter at Anthony DeBundo. How about the United States of America, the Stars and Stripes? I mean, that's what everyone was locked in on. Group D, the United States, and they'll play their opening match in LA against Paraguay. But when you look at the rest of the group, Paraguay, Australia, and then it's going to be the winner of that playoff C between Turkey, Romania, Slovakia, and Kosovo. BetMGM right now has the United States as an even money favorite to come out and win the group. How do you handicap the U.S.? To me, it looks like we got a pretty favorable draw. Is that how you see it? And how far can the United States go in this 2026 World Cup on home soil?
Yeah, so anytime you're projecting these international tournaments, like, it is tough because there's a few different ways to look at it. You could go by ELO rating, which I just mentioned. And if you go by the ELO ratings, then this is actually the most balanced group from top to bottom, where the weakest team and the best team are pretty evenly matched. And I think when you look at the teams, you don't think of Australia or Paraguay or even potentially Turkey, if that ends up being the team that gets through the playoff, as these soccer powers. There's no Colombia, there's no Uruguay, there's no even Morocco, who's a really talented team that made the semifinals of the last World Cup. There aren't those kind of teams. So yes, on paper, if you go by just, you know, talent in the squad, they are the most talented team in this group. I don't know that I haven't run numbers yet. I don't know that I could get them to even money, though. Like, I think that the gap between the teams is small enough. We've actually seen, funny enough, if Turkey comes through the playoff, we've seen the U.S. play Turkey, Australia, and Paraguay all in the last 6 months. They lost to Turkey in a pretty competitive game. They had two tight battles with Argentina. They definitely outplayed Paraguay in that game. So I don't think there's a case to be made that any of these teams are better than the United States, but I also think that the overall strength of the group is pretty relatively balanced. So I don't think it's just going to be a walkover for the United States to get through. No real, like, uh-oh, this game's going to be tough, but no, oh, this game's going to be easy.
Anthony, I don't know how big of a college basketball fan you are, but to me, England is like Purdue, where I always see them at the top. They got all this talent, but they can just never get it done. You know, like, they're always like quarterfinals, semifinals. They have all these stars from the Premier League, but they just can't get over the hump. And right now, at BetMGM, they're the second betting favorite, and they're going to be super talented again. I mean, is this the year that maybe you think England could make a run?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I mean, look, if you're looking at just consistent success at the international level, there's without winning, there's nobody better. Apt comp. I mean, I think that you go back to 2018, they get to the semifinals and lose to Croatia. You go to the Euro 2020, which was played in 2021. They lose the final to Italy. 2022, they lose the quarterfinal in a dramatic fashion to France, who ends up going to the final and comes within a minute of winning it. And then in the last Euros, they get all the way to the final. But what I think is interesting about England is that throughout that run, Gareth Southgate got the results, but the process was never actually that good. Like, their underlying performances were not that of a team who was about to go, like, take a leap or really wow you. I mean, it was always like, oh, England struggled through another 1-0 or 1-1 type game. They got through on penalties, or they had some late magic individual moments of brilliance. They now have a manager who I respect a lot more as a tactician and as a, just quite frankly, manager in terms of getting the most out of talent. And I think the other interesting development for England is that they have another midfielder who's really had a breakout this year in the Premier League, and Elliot Anderson, who plays at Nottingham Forest. The big question was like, okay, they have Declan Rice and they have Harry Kane and Bukayo Saka, and the defense has always been elite and will continue to be elite. Do they have another kind of midfield passer to really make this thing go, to make this team more explosive and energetic going forward, to unlock something? And I think Anderson could be that person that both stabilizes England in the midfield and makes their Declan Rice more of a threat going forward. So, I mean, I'm not saying right now that I would bet England, but I think if you made me rank the teams, England would be my first pick.
Wow.
I mean, I just, football's coming home. We've all heard this. It's just, yes. I can't do it. I cannot do it with England.
Like, I can't. I want to.
It's not coming home, guys. It's not coming home. 66 was a long time ago, but we'll see. Maybe the Three Lions can prove us wrong here. Is there a dark horse team that you think? I mean, obviously we're going to find out like the exact order of the matchups and the sites coming up over the next couple of days. But when you look at the odds and you look at the draw, is there a team that you're like, oh, like, I think that team's going to be undervalued and I want to bet them to maybe make a run to the quarterfinals or perhaps maybe even the semifinals next summer?
Yeah, I'm every day in life I go through, I'm trying to find who the Morocco is going to be. I mean, 4 years ago, the boys at Wonder Goal at the Action Network, like, we had it. We were on Morocco and Japan as the two long shots to make a run, and Morocco made that crazy run to the semifinals. The one thing is, like, people will take these crazy long outrights. There's only 8 nations that have ever won the World Cup in the history of the tournament, and it's Spain, England, France, Brazil, Argentina, Germany are in the top 7 of the odds boards, basically. And then there was, Italy and Uruguay being the two non-teams who I don't really think have much of a shot to win this one. But so, like, in terms of winning the tournament, I don't really see it. I think the long shot that I've latched onto and that I really like is this Ecuador team. They are very much a whole is more than the sum of the parts. They went toe-to-toe with Argentina multiple times in the last few years, where you watched that game, and if you didn't know which team was which, you wouldn't know which team was better. And I think it's a credit to Ecuador. Ecuador took Argentina to a shootout in the last Copa America. They finished second in points in qualifying in South America. They only give up 5 goals in 18 matches. They're an elite defense. They have names that people would know. Moises Caicedo is probably the best midfielder in the Premier League this year for Chelsea. Kendry Páez is a young stud playing in the French League. And Pedro Incapié has been valuable for Arsenal this year. Like, they have names that people recognize, not a ton of stars surrounding this team, but they're very much a whole is more than the sum of the parts. And I think they're going to be one of the teams that are super underrated. I think Norway, probably the people have caught up to what Norway is now, but you have two of the 15 best attacking players in the tournament, you're going to have a chance there. As you look further down the board, I still think that if Denmark gets in, they're going to be underrated. The Swiss are super high floor and always reliable too. The Swiss are just perennially underrated. They're never going to win the tournament, but like their quarterfinal material to pull an upset or two as well. So those are the three teams for me that I've kind of early on circled. I still have to dig more into some of these even longer shots to figure out who's good. I know Uzbekistan has some surprisingly good underlying metrics, but I'm not really sure what to make of that yet.
That's what I was going to ask you, Anthony. You know, for soccer, like, what are the metrics you look at, right? Football, it's like DVOA. Baseball, people like looking at WAR. Like, we have all these other stats we're familiar with in these other sports. But for soccer, like, are you looking for offensive juggernauts? Are you looking for teams that are, like, stingy on defense? What usually tends to win in these international tournaments, especially the World Cup, if there's, like, an underlying theme?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one of the most fascinating things that I love about soccer in general. Like, we watch baseball, we watch basketball, and I love all those sports too, but they do feel kind of solved. Like, you know what you're getting out of those sports. But, you know, what's fun about international tournaments especially is there kind of isn't data. Like, you're just going into them somewhat blind, being like, how are these players going to come together? You really don't know necessarily. You have qualifying data, but a lot of those games are against random countries that don't really compete on the same talent plane. And as a result, you're just stuck with not really being sure how to price half of these teams. I think it's the hardest thing to do is these international tournaments. And so it is a little bit more art than science. Like, whereas with club season, like if I'm doing the English Premier League, which I know I've come on and talked about before, Liverpool plays 50 games a year. And so I have all kinds of data from expected goals to expected threat to possession numbers that I can use to be like, okay, we kind of have a good idea stratified of like, what is Liverpool? But what is Morocco? I don't know. They play like 10 competitive games a year with usually different lineups that aren't necessarily the lineups they're going to roll up with. But you mentioned something about tactics. I think the tactical interesting piece of this is that the 2022 World Cup was defined by not having the ball. Traditionally, when you watch a soccer match, you're always like, okay, the better team is going to have most of the possession. But the 2022 World Cup, and teams like Morocco and Japan honestly excelled at this, because it is so hard to bring players from different teams together to practice like eight times and then start playing matches together. Soccer is such a connectivity sport. You get situations where teams aren't really well drilled in possession structure. And so sometimes if you're really good defensively out of possession and you have good counterattacking players who can play more direct on the break, those are the teams that have consistently outperformed the underlying metrics and the expectations at the World Cup. And Morocco is a classic example of this. Even France is not like a possession juggernaut. They were just so good in transition that no team would ever want to attack them because they were at risk of getting beat down the other end. So I think that not having the ball was the story of the 2022 World Cup, and I'm fascinated to see if that changes in 2026.
Anthony, we're running up against it here on time here, but we have to get this answer from you. And I know there's still a lot of time between the summer. Like, the final's not going to be until July. But if you had to put it in pencil right now, who do you have winning the 2026 FIFA World Cup in about 30 seconds? Or 10
he's
seconds, rather. Excuse me.
Coming home. It's coming home.
He's doing it. No, it's not. No, cut him off. Cut him off. That is Anthony DeBundo from The Ringer, Ringer Soccer Show on Twitter at Anthony DeBundo. Cannot believe he likes the Three Lions, but hey, we love Anthony. On the other side, we'll get to LeBron's streak as that came to an end last night in Toronto. This is You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.